Welcome, Defenders Digest viewers. We want to celebrate with you Onapsis's 15-year celebration. And huge shout out to the Onapsis community and to all of our believers and customers. I have one of the three co-founders with me here, as you know, in our typical Defenders Digest viewing, where we cover all things ERP security. So I have JP. And there's the two other co-founders are Vico and Mariano. JP, let me hand it over to you on this big, momentous 15-year celebration.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Yes, we are very happy to achieve this important milestone of 15 years. Feels like yesterday when we started. Soon after that, we started getting more customers, products, new products, reporting vulnerabilities, securing some of the largest organizations and some of the largest SAP implementations throughout the world. Really, really happy to achieve these milestones and for many more years to come. But it's a good way to start the Defenders Digest on this September Defenders Digest edition, where we, Onapsis is going through the 15th year's anniversary. So with that, we have a couple of topics to cover, and we'll switch our backgrounds and then continue with the normal edition of Defenders Digest with our traditional backgrounds.
Absolutely. Here we go. So starting off with our, again, September Defenders Digest, we wanted to point out that there was 19 new and updated SAP security patches released this month, including updates to one hot news and one high priority note. The Onapsis Research Labs, our team, supported SAP in patching 12 vulnerabilities covered by 7 SAP security notes. With that said, let's jump into some interesting content that JP is going to discuss.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul. And actually, before doing that, I want to emphasize on the importance of the contribution of the Onapsis Research Labs on this. We're talking about more than a third of the patches released by SAP in September were actually generated because of findings identified and reported by the Onapsis Research Labs. And more than 12 vulnerabilities with different degrees of criticality and on different components of SAP applications are now more secure with less vulnerabilities. And we continue to strengthen the security of these applications, right? So I think it's very important to emphasize that. It's a significant contribution that every month this team is providing to the overall SAP community. So thank you for bringing that topic up, Paul. I think it's an important component of the security of SAP applications. And as you know, the team is contributing with a number of different things and assets. One of them are the blog posts, right? The team is always researching and analyzing different type of weaknesses and vulnerabilities. Well, there are blog posts that the team is writing periodically and providing to the community. In this case, I wanted to highlight two of the most recent ones. One of them covering the hash cracking process of SAP hashes. As you know, passwords are typically stored on the database on SAP applications, specifically talking about SAP ABAP-based applications like S/4HANA, the SAP ERP, or anything on top of SAP NetWare ABAP. The passwords of the users, when you're not using something like single sign-on or external authentication, are stored as hashes on the database on specific table that is holding information about the users, but also the passwords, right? USR02, that's a table. And the way those passwords are hashed is going to depend on a number of different configurations, the versions, the kernel version, the version of the system. You can maintain for compatibility purposes old hashes, or you can stick to newer, more secure, salted, randomly salted password hashes. So there are different alternatives. All of these are covered in this blog post. I encourage you to go to the Onapsis site / blog, and you will see all the most recent ones, including the hash cracking. In this blog post, you will see the different type of hashing mechanisms and how someone would be able to hash to crack those hashes, going to the plain text that generated those hashes. Why is that important? Well, in many cases, we do that as part of penetration testing, right? As you know, the team is doing mostly research, but also they are engaged into pen tests for different implementations of SAP systems. And as part of that pen test, in many cases, the team is able to compromise one system and then perform hash cracking, move laterally to another system, and extend, depending on the vulnerabilities that are being detected and the potential for lateral movement, this hash cracking mechanism is used. And as part of that, we can identify improvement opportunities for the security of those systems, right? Weak hashes, weak passwords, shared credentials. There are a number of different potential weaknesses that we can identify. But all in all, it's important to understand this type of potential weaknesses on how you configure the system that could affect if this is configured in a, let's say, non-critical system, for example, a development system, it could be used to compromise up the chain or up the stack, ultimately, potentially a productive system. So again, go ahead and take a look at that blog post. It has a lot of very interesting information by Ignacio Fabro, and was recently published by Onapsis. And the other blog that I wanted to highlight is a more recent one, was published beginning of September. And it's talking about a specific authorization that is called SICF. This authorization is very important to secure RFC communications. So in this blog post, Fabian Hag, who is the author of this, is highlighting all the details that are important to pay attention to, the different fields of the ICF authorization, and then in which scenarios you should be using and what you are protecting against. So it's a very extensive and very detailed blog post about a very important authorization object. In many cases, organizations focus a lot in traditional authorization objects like ST code, SPROGRAM, SWDs, SWNAM to access tables. But there are other, maybe a little bit more technical authorization objects that should also be part of this security projects and securing, let's say, initiatives, right? So another blog post that I would highly recommend you to take a look at, and we'll continue, the team will continue to write more and to publish more content with the intent of helping organizations in improving the maturity of their security posture when it comes to security or cybersecurity for SAP applications. And I think with that, Paul, we covered all the topics that we have for today, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think we can just about wrap it up. So to wrap it up, I think it's important to, you know, we started off with the introduction of the 15-year anniversary. Let's close that off and give special thanks to all the humans, right? All the people that are here at Onapsis, both past and present. Big shout out and thanks to our customers, to everyone who's working with us, believes in us. Thank you to the executives. Thank you to the founders, JP, Mariano, and Vico. And of course, thank you to our board of directors, and thank you to our investors. I mean, it takes a village, and we've got a whole bunch of people that believe in what we do. And to JP's point, we've got a very bright future. So stay tuned.
Absolutely. Thank you all. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye. Hello, Defenders Digest viewers. I'm not up on the screen because we want to celebrate Onapsis's 15th year anniversary celebration. Congratulations to 15 years for Onapsis. Congratulations to the co-founders, one of which I have on the line here, JP, along with the other co-founders, Vic and Vico. That's a blooper. Let's start over. All right. Take two. Being sick. All right.